Chapter number 8, Sri Bhakta Vachanamritam, Words of Nectar from the Devotees. Karpanyam, Surrender in Humility. Srila Guru Maharaj's introductory verse, quote, O Lord, please protect me, end of quote. Such an internal sense of heartbreak in the devotees, which causes their remembrance in love in all circumstances, of the extension of grace from the unequalled and unexcelled ocean of compassion, Sri Hari, and which characteristically causes them to ever remember their feeling of most lamentable destitution, is known by the learned as Karpanyam, Surrender in Humility. Introduction. The holy name of the Lord is the supreme purifier, yet the soul's misfortune is to deny it. And the verse by the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra from his Shikshastakam. O Lord, your holy name alone bestows all the good fortune of the soul, and this is why you have revealed your many different names, such as Krishna and Govinda. You have offered all your transcendental potency in your holy name, without initiating any, that is scriptural or philosophical, hard and fast rules and regulations concerning time, place or circumstance to be observed in chanting it. Dear Lord, in this way you have given your mercy to the living entity by making your name so easily available, and yet my misfortune in the form of offence, Namaparad, does not allow love for that merciful name to be born within my heart. Introduction. Humility is the natural symptom of the soul in his awakened state. And the verse is by a votary. O Lord Hari, you are the supreme merciful, second to none, and my condition of life is the most lamentable, second to none. O Lord of the Yadu dynasty, considering this, dispense whatever you deem fit for this sinful wretch. Introduction. The only hope for the soul enslaved by Maya is the mercy of the master of Maya. The verses by Sri Prahlad, with a Bengali verse by Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, translated in verse form as follows. Sinful, wicked mind, full of evil thought, lusting, laughing, crying, fearing, in worldly search is caught. O Krishna, how will I develop attachment to talks of you? How will I e'er comprehend your pastimes ever new? Introduction. A game of misfortune. An adverse mentality in the heart aspiring to serve Krishna. And the verse is by Sri Prahlad Maharaj, and it is accompanied by a Bengali poem by Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, translated in verse form as follows. Dragged by tongue towards a taste, by genital to perversion, needlessly the belly craves lavish food consumption. The skin demands luxurious comforts, the ear demands sweet talks, the nose demands sweet fragrance, as the eye for scenery looks. Like a man with many wives, splayed by their demands, thus the mind is dragged by the senses' commands. O dear son of Nanda, this is my situation. How will your sweet pastimes be my heart's contemplation? Introduction. The regretful submission of incompetence by the devotee who aspires for the service of the Supreme Person. And the verse is by a votary. There is no parallel to my sinful criminal life. Everything that can be conceived of as bad is found in me. O Supreme Lord, I am even ashamed to come before you to petition, please forgive my offences. What more can I say than this? Introduction. The sinful revile themselves when they are exposed to a mere facsimile of the all-auspicious holy name of the Lord, Namabhas. And the verse is by Ajamil. Who am I? A cheater, a sinner, a defiler of my brahminical status, a shameless wretch. What is my position in comparison to this holy name of the Lord, Narayan, the embodiment of all auspiciousness? Introduction. The Lord's mercy does not consider the disqualification of even a fallen Brahmana. And the verse is by Sri Sudama. I am the most sinful and destitute, so who am I compared to Krishna, the shelter of the goddess of fortune? He knew I was the unqualified son of a Brahmana, but nonetheless he embraced me. Indeed, this is most astonishing. Introduction. Even the universal creator, Brahma, prays to be born as an animal or a bird, if that is conducive to the service of Lord Hari. The verse is by Lord Brahma, and it is accompanied by a Bengali verse by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, translated in verse form as follows. In this life as Lord Brahma, or in any other place, if I am born as beast or bird, that will be your grace. My only aspiration is to be with your servants, and in your pastimes serve your feet as one of your attendants. Introduction. The Lord is merciful upon even the animals who have exclusively surrendered unto Him. And the verse by Sri Uddhav. O Lord Krishna, friend of all, in your form of Lord Rama, even when the tips of the magnificent crowns of the great gods headed by Lord Brahma were subjugated before your lotus feet, you simply showed your affection for the monkeys. Thus it is no wonder that you are seen to be subordinate to your exclusive servitors, such as Nanda Maharaj, the gopis, Bali, and others. Introduction. Even to pray for the Lord's servitorship is felt as an impertinence, when the glory of the Lord is realized by His mercy. And the verse is by Sri Yamunacharya. Fie on me, an impure, impertinent, hard-hearted, and shameless fellow! O Supreme Personality, simply governed by my whims do I dare to aspire for your servitorship, a position practically inconceivable to great powerful personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the four Kumars. Introduction. Despite thousands of personal defects, a devotee can never check his desire for the Lord's service. And the verse is by Sri Yamunacharya. Uncultured, mean, fickle-minded, envious, ungrateful, proud, subservient to lust, deceitful, hard-hearted, and sinful am I. O Lord, how will I ever be able to cross this insurmountable ocean of misery and attain to the service of your lotus feet? Introduction. Although the Lord is naturally gracious upon the surrendered soul, the surrendered soul considers himself unfit to receive that grace. And the verse is by Sri Yamunacharya. O Lord, one who keeps your pledge in mind and wholly surrenders unto you, declaring, I am yours alone, is a fit recipient for your grace. Is it only I who am not included in your promise? Introduction. Heartfelt petition in stark humility. And the verse by Sri Yamunacharya. O Mukunda, there is no offensive activity in this world that I have not performed thousands of times. Now, finally, I have no alternative but to simply weep before you. Introduction. The realization of feeling oneself to be situated on the outer limit of the unlimitedly merciful Lord's mercy. And the verse again by Sri Yamunacharya. O Lord, I was drowning in the fathomless, endless ocean of material existence, and now, after immeasurable time, I have reached the shore, your divine self. And you also have finally obtained the most fit recipient for your mercy. Introduction. A devotee of the Lord naturally considers himself to be lowly, and never does he consider himself a devotee. And the verse is by Jagannath. O Yadavendra, when I think of your name, Dinabandhu, friend of the fallen, I, who am a fallen, feel encouraged. But hearing that you are Bhaktavatsala, affectionate to the devotees, my heart suddenly trembles. Introduction. A devotee feels disappointed in the improbability of his ever having a slight relationship with the Supreme Lord, who is worshipable by the great gods headed by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. And the verses by Dhananjaya. O Lord, the demigods headed by four-headed Lord Brahma are engaged in offering their worshipful prayers unto you. The demigods headed by five-headed Lord Shiva are absorbed in meditation upon you. And the demigods headed by Lord Indra, the performer of 100 sacrifices, are your order carriers. O Lord Vasudev, who then are we to you? Introduction. Seeing the Lord's most munificent descent as Sri Gauranga, who is the bestower of the paramount gift of love divine, the devotee, feeling insatiable desire for the mercy of this Lord, considers himself to be drastically deceived. And the verse is by Sri Prabhadhananda Saraswati. Deceived, deceived, no doubt deceived am I. The whole universe became flooded with the love of Sri Gauranga, but alas, my fate was not to get even the slightest touch of it. Introduction. The lament of one deeply aspiring for the service of Sri Gaura Hari in the apprehension of not attaining that service. And the verse is by Sri Pratapa Rudra. He casts his merciful glance upon even low-born persons who are unfit to be seen, yet he will not grant me his audience. As the Lord Sri Chaitanya Dev made his advent deciding that he will give his grace to all but me? Introduction. Realizing his loving Lord's extreme magnanimity, deep humility is expressed by the intimate servitor of the Lord. And the verses by Sri Sanatan Goswami. Even this overburdened ass takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose grace the formidable ocean of material existence can be crossed very easily. Introduction. One who begs for a drop of the nectar of divine love supreme perceives his own destitution. And the verse is by Sri Prabhadananda Saraswati. Now that Sri Chaitanya Chandra, the unlimitedly expansive ocean of the joy of divine love supreme, has made his gracious advent, anyone who remains destitute is surely a genuine pauper. Introduction. The heart's eruption in the sorrow of separation, even for one who has achieved the ultimate perfection of love in separation. And the verses by Sri Madhavendra Puri. O gentle-hearted Lord, ever gracious upon the destitute, O Lord of Mathura, when shall I see you again? In your absence my broken heart trembles. Beloved, what shall I do now? Introduction. A devotee in separation of Krishna helplessly draws the grace of the Lord of his life. And the verse is by Sri Bilva Mangal Thakur. O Hari, O guardian of the shelterless, O one and only ocean of mercy, how will I pass my unblessed days and nights without a glimpse of you? Introduction. Like a maidservant, even Sri Radhika, the heroine of the son of King Nanda, humbly petitions the Lord in his separation. And this verse is by Srimati Radharani. O Lord, my loving consort and dearmost hero, where are you? I am your poor maidservant. Please come to me. Introduction. Like persons attached to hearth and home, even the gopis, the damsels beloved of Lord Sri Krishna, humbly petition the Lord in his separation. And the verse is by the gopis. O lotus-naveled one, your lotus feet eternally held as the object of meditation within the hearts of the greatest yogis of profound intellect are the only resort for delivering those souls fallen into the well of material life. May those holy lotus feet graciously appear within the hearts of we ordinary household ladies. Introduction. A devotee afflicted in separation feels himself to be drastically helpless. And the verse is by Shankara. 3 hours have passed, 6 hours have passed, 9 hours have passed, a whole day has passed. Alas, alas, what shall I do? I could not catch a glimpse of the lotus face of Sri Hari. Introduction. Because everything appears vacant in the separation of Sri Krishna, divine love's attempt becomes prolonged sorrow in desperate shelterlessness. And the verse is by the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra from his Shikshastakam. O Govinda, my every moment seems to be a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, and the whole world seems empty in the absence of you. Introduction. When, in his separation, Krishna's faithful sweetheart realizes her whole urge for living has been thwarted, even to maintain her body is felt to be a shamefully lamentable task. And the verse is by a revered votary. My dear companion, without the service of Sri Krishna's divine form, nature and pastimes, all my senses have become senseless. Now, how will I be able to shamelessly bear the burden of these wood-like, stone-like senses? Introduction. His sweetheart, who lives despite intensely feeling his separation, thinks that even her tears are only due to her pride. And the verse, it says here, is by Rudra. When he was about to leave, he said, I am going. I heard his words without a care. As he left, from afar he glanced back again and again, but I paid no attention. Now, upon returning to my house which is bereft of Krishna, I am still living. O my friends, see how I cry out of pride of being the love of his life. Introduction. A person who has attained to the acme of love for Krishna appears as one bereft of that love, due to the moment by moment growing insatiable desire to taste it. This indicates love for Krishna to be the bestower of the supreme fortune and the most rarely attained goal of life. And the verse by the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra. O my companion, I do not have the slightest scent of love for Krishna, and yet I cry. This is only for the purpose of exhibiting my great fortune. Without seeing the lovely face of Krishna playing his flute, I worthlessly pass my days like an insignificant insect. Thus ends the 8th chapter, Surrender in Humility. Words of nectar from the devotees in Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls, Positive and Progressive Immortality.